This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. I'm coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Thank you to everybody tuned in and locked in all over North America. Thank you to super producer and host Ryan Hickey holding it down for us in New York City. Man, this show gets started every weekday at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific. You can always tune in on your local Infinity Sports Network affiliate. You can listen on the free Odyssey app. Yeah, put it on your phone. Put it on your tablet. You can hit rewind. You can hit pause. You could go from the car to the house to the job. You can go wherever with the Odyssey app. Thank you to people listening on SiriusXM channel 375. And if you got a smart speaker, thank you for listening there. All you have to do is ask the speaker to play the Infinity Sports Network. You don't even have to lift a finger. We've done a lot of heavy lifting so far in this show. We talked about Luka Doncic taking on the Dallas Mavericks last night. He had a triple-double in the victory. We talked about another Los Angeles team, the Rams. They're telling Matthew Stafford, hey, man, go outside and figure out your worth. Let's try to work out a deal. The Rams are saying goodbye to Cooper Kupp. We don't know where he's going to end up, but he will not be on the Rams. Aaron Rodgers says, I want to be on a good team that actually wants me. He sounds lonely. Somebody check on Aaron Rodgers. Hey, we talked about the Cincinnati Bengals. We found out today that they are still charging their players for certain meals throughout the day, and they make their players' families, the players' families, they make them wait outside in the cold after the game in a tent. I'm pretty sure they got one heater in that tent, even though there may be, I don't know, 50 to 60 people underneath it. I don't know. The Bengals are terrible. And then they said they want to pay everybody. I highly doubt that. And how do we know this information? Because today, the NFL Players Association, they released yet again their third edition of the Players Report, basically a survey of NFL players and the teams. The Players Association is trying to hold these NFL teams accountable. Which team has the best coaching staff? Which has the best facilities? Who has the best gym? Who has the best dietitians? What owners actually care about the players? What owners care about winning? We talked about this in the last break, the last hour, I should say. Woody Johnson of the New York Jets is the only owner to get a score of F. It's pitiful. It's terrible. It's sad. It's disastrous. Anyway, one thing that it did do is help inspire today's top six list. This is what I do every Wednesday. I've been doing this since YouTube. Bringing you a top six list. And today, we're taking a look at some of the worst owners in sports. Doesn't have to be the NFL. It's just all sports. We have some miserable owners out here. Bunch of rich guys who inherited teams. Bunch of guys who've never picked up a ball or a bat a day in their lives. They just got a lot of money. They wield and yield a lot of power. And in turn, the teams suffer. More importantly, the teams are making money. The players are making money. The fans suffer. And so, you know what? I'm not going to waste any time. There's a lot of ideas, and certainly there are more than six terrible owners in the world of sports, but I think I've whittled this down to six. And so as we do every Wednesday, it's time for a new top six list. And today we're taking a look at the six worst owners in sports today.
6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
It's time to get JR's latest top six list, only on the JR Sport Brief.
It is the JR Sport Brief show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. It's time for a new top six list. We're taking a look at some of the worst owners in the world of sports. It's a top six list. We go backwards, so we start at this number right here.
Number six.
Man, the guy who owns this team, they're actually playing basketball right now in Madison Square Garden. They're on ESPN. The New York Knicks are beating the 76ers right now, 52-41. No, Josh Harris is not on the list of worst owners. No, he's not. One of the best owners. I think Washington Commander fans would agree with that. But one of the worst owners in sports owns the New York Knicks. His name is James Dolan. And I get it. I know the New York Knicks are good right now. Not good enough to beat the Celtics. Not good enough to beat the Thunder. Yeah, we know all of that. But the Knicks are on their way to winning 50 games. They're no longer a bottom feeder in the NBA. The Rangers have had a drop off. But ultimately, nothing can erase some of the ownership sins of James Dolan. I know this week, unfortunately, God rest his soul, his father passed away. That also doesn't change that James Dolan has rabbit ears, that he kicked one of his NBA legends, Charles Oakley, out of Madison Square Garden. Then he tried to smear him basically as a drunk, and then they went into litigation. It doesn't change the fact that James Dolan hired, a guy who had no managerial experience in Phil Jackson. It doesn't change the fact that James Dolan pretty much ran the team when Isaiah Thomas was accused of, sexual assault. I can go on. And let me not even start about facial recognition technology at Madison Square Garden. If you have a law firm that is in an active case with Madison Square Garden, you could be employee number 1000. They will not let you into the arena. They turned away kids from Radio City Music Hall, which she also owns, because somebody's mother worked at a law firm. He's not a good dude. He's a grump with rabbit ears, and he complains. Just sounds like an angry rich kid, which he is, except for he's almost 70 years old. And I'll never forget, a couple of years ago, the city of New York was telling him, hey, man, you're getting a lot of breaks. You want to move Madison Square Garden? Well, you owe us money. Otherwise, we're going to suspend your liquor license. James Dolan basically said, you know what? If you take away my liquor license, I'm going to turn the fans against you. How did he plan on doing that? Listen to this terrible owner on Fox 5 News in New York a couple of years ago.
What we're going to do, right, is we're going to pick a night, right, maybe a Rangers game, and we're going to shut down all the liquor and alcohol in the building. Now, this isn't going to bother me because I've been sober 29 years. I don't need the liquor, right? But instead, what we're going to do is where we serve liquor, we're going to put one of these up, which says, if you would like to drink at a game, please call, right, Sharif Kabir, chief executive officer, or write him an email at this number, right, and tell him, right, to stick to his knitting and, you know, and to what he's supposed to be doing, and stop grandstanding and trying to get press.
Oh my goodness. I've been sober for 30 years. I don't need a drink. This man, he went to rehab in 1993. A couple of years after that, he ended up owning the team because his daddy gave it to him. And now he's threatening to say, hey, if you take away my liquor license, I'm going to turn the fans on you. No, stupid. The fans are not dumb. They're going to be ticked off at you, not the liquor authority. Wait until the New York Knicks are bad again. James Dolan will be climbing this list because he will have done something stupid. You want to talk about one of the worst owners in sports? Even though the Knicks are winning, the Rangers have been better. James Dolan is number six. He's one of the worst of the worst. What's next?
Number five.
Oh, how about this? We got to go from New York to Cleveland. We're talking about Jimmy Haslam, the man who bought the Browns in 2012 for $1 billion. Not only did he buy the Browns for $1 billion, they've had a record of 73 wins and 138 losses since he took over. They've been to the playoffs twice. He got rid of Baker Mayfield and brought in Deshaun Watson and guaranteed him $230 million to do absolutely nothing. Knowing that this man faced, oh my God, just almost more than two dozen accusations of sexual assault. Yep, he's an upstanding individual. Let's just go ahead and let's bring him in. And what did they get from it? Let me tell you again. Nothing. Deshaun Watson has been hurt. He's not the same guy. He's torn his Achilles twice. Haslam is a terrible owner. The Browns are back at the top of the NFL draft. It's selecting number two overall this year. Must I remind you, sorry to you Browns fans out there, that 2 years ago, Jimmy Haslam believed that Deshaun Watson deserved a second chance. Don't we all?
People deserve second chances, okay? I really think that. And I struggle a little bit. Is he never supposed to play again? Is he never supposed to be part of society? Does he get no chance to rehabilitate himself? And that's what we're going to do, okay? And you can say, well, that's because he's a star quarterback. Well, of course. But if he was Joe Smith, he wouldn't be on the headlines every day. So we think people deserve a second chance.
Only if you're good. He told the truth there, right? If you suck at what you do, nobody cares about you. If you're good at what you do, you get a little bit more leeway. Just a little bit. Hickey, I think I saw Kyler Murray. Is he sitting front court courtside at the Knicks game?
Oh, he's in New York? I didn't see him.
I think I see Kyler Murray. Yeah, that's, it looks like Kyler Murray sitting courtside. Yeah, well, damn it, he's so... I was thinking maybe he can run point guard or something, but he can't. What is he, like 5'7", 5'8", 5'10"?
Yeah, he looks small on the football field. He would look miniature on the basketball court.
Yeah, it looks like he got a front row seat to the 76ers getting their asses kicked. Anyway, I can tell you this, the Bidwells, they could have been on this top six list, but they're not. They're not. Hey, Haslam is. He's terrible. I got him at number five. Top six worst owners in sports. What's next?
Number four.
We've gone from New York to Cleveland. Now we got to go to Anaheim. We got to talk about Artie Moreno. This team is so bad, and he is so bad of an owner. They got to put Los Angeles in their name, even though, let's be real, man, they're in Anaheim. Man, you're not the Dodgers. And that's not just the worst thing. Artie Moreno took over for this team after they won the World Series in 2002. They have been garbage since. They have been garbage since. Artie Moreno has handed out some of the worst contracts that you will ever see. No one can fault the guy for not spending. You can't fault the guy for not spending. But how he spends, oh. He gave Anthony Rendon that deal. Gave Mike Trout that contract. He brought in Shohei Ohtani, and unfortunately for him and the Angels fans, they had to watch Ohtani get on the freeway and go up to Dodger Stadium. This has been terrible. Artie Moreno was smart enough to almost have left and sold the team 2 years ago. And then the guy woke up and changed his mind. He's a tease, for lack of a better phrase. The fans thought that they were getting something better, and then he changed his mind. Listen to this from News 4 Tucson.
Tucson native and University of Arizona alum Artie Moreno will now not be selling the LA Angels, as he first reported about 5 months ago. Moreno, who bought the Angels 20 years ago from the Walt Disney Company for $183 million, said, quote, "There is unfinished business." The change of heart by Moreno came as a shock to the pro sports world. That's for sure. Moreno issued a 132-word statement. In part, it said that as discussions advanced and began to crystallize, we realized our hearts remain with the Angels, and we are not ready to part ways with the fans, players, and our employees.
Oh, my goodness. Imagine that teacher that you hate is leaving. Imagine that boss that you absolutely can't stand is walking out the door for another place. And then imagine the very next day, I changed my mind, I'm not going anywhere. That's what Artie Moreno did with the Los Angeles Angels of Anaheim. And he talks about unfinished business. Oh, Shohei Ohtani was still on the team at this point. By the way, everybody knew Shohei Ohtani was leaving except for him. He refused to trade him. He just let him walk for absolutely nothing. Must I remind you, the Angels, they haven't seen the postseason since 2014. That is the longest drought in Major League Baseball. Artie Moreno sucks. Do everybody a favor, sell the team. They should have moved the Angels to Vegas and left that other team alone. I got Artie Moreno at number 4 on my list of one of the worst owners in sports. He's 4. What's next?
Number 3.
Oh, man. I told you yesterday was the anniversary of him buying his team. In 1989, February 25th, Jerry Jones bought the Dallas Cowboys. And yes, Jerry Jones is an excellent businessman, has this team in the highest valuation possible of a sports franchise, north of $10 billion. But as an owner of the football team, Jerry sucks. Yeah, it took over in 89. Has gone through 8 head coaches. The last title was 1996. Those earlier championships he won, let's just call them Jimmy's championships, not his. And this man still thinks that he could run around and call all of the shots back in January, knowing that you A, haven't had success, B, you haven't sniffed a Super Bowl in like 30 years, and that C, maybe you should give it up and let somebody else run the team. Jerry made it clear in old man fashion. I bought the team to run the team.
Just know, I bought the team. I think the first thing that came out of my mouth. Anybody here was at that press conference? Okay, somebody asked, did you buy this for your kids? And I said, hell no, I bought it for me. And I didn't buy an investment. I bought an occupation. And I bought something that I was going to do. I was 46. I bought something I was going to do for the rest of my life. And that's what I'm doing. And so, the facts are that since I have to decide where the money's spent, then you might as well cut all the bush. That's who's making the call anyway.
That's who's making the call anyway. This man is saying, I'm spending the money, and so I know what to do with it. We got 30 years of evidence that he doesn't know what he's doing with it. We got all this evidence of him handing out these contracts way too late, having to pay more than he needs to. I'm spending the money. Look, man, we got plenty of people all over America who can buy a house. That don't mean I know how to build it. We got people all over America driving cars. Ask me to build a car. Just because you got the funds doesn't mean you know what the hell you're doing. Jerry Jones, yeah, smart businessman and terrible sports owner and GM. I got him at number 3 on my list of one of the worst owners in sports. There's nothing worse than being ignorant and everybody else knows what's going on but you. Jerry Jones, number 3. What's next?
Number 2.
Oh, my God. You want to talk about one of the worst owners in sports? This man is the only NFL owner to receive an F grade from the NFL Players Association. It's Woody Johnson of the New York Jets. This man bought the Jets in the year 2000 for $635 million. Woody Johnson of Johnson & Johnson fame? Well, he can thank his family for selling all that Band-Aids and all them Band-Aids and gauze. Congratulations, he's a rich man. We should have known things were bad. Belichick didn't even win anything yet. I mean, except for the Giants, but he didn't win anything as a head coach. Bill Belichick said no to Woody Johnson. We should have known everything that we should have known. And even more recently, Bill Belichick is still saying how terrible of an owner he is. Wants to fire everybody. Has no patience. The players say he's not committed to winning, that he's a meddler. Woody Johnson is bad. The New York Jets haven't been to the playoffs in 14 seasons and counting. That is the longest drought in North American sports right now. There's an entire generation that has never seen a New York Jet in the playoffs. That's sad. Woody Johnson, he's had to push aside allegations that he's a meddler. He's had to push aside allegations that his son is helping to run the team. He's had to put aside allegations that they were utilizing Madden ratings, yes, video games, to help evaluate the players. Woody Johnson spoke to the media and he said, I'm not meddling. I stay in the background, sure.
It was a lot of exaggeration, hyperbole. You know, there really was. Yeah, yeah. And you really have to take all that stuff with a grain of salt, because you don't know how much. Nobody knows how involved it was. Yes, I want Aaron Glenn to coach the team. I want the general manager to manage the assets and the players, and I'll take the owner's position. You know, and that's what I'd like to do.
Okay, an owner's position. Oh, by the way, he's also admitted that he needs to do better as an owner. Hey, good luck to fans of the New York Jets. Good luck to him. It's sad. NFL owner got an F. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. Giving you a top six list of the worst owners in sports. If Jerry Jones is 3, if Woody Johnson of the Jets is 2, who could possibly be number one? I'll tell you who it is on the other side of the break. The worst owner in professional sports. I'll give you that name on the other side. You're locked in. It's the JR Sport Brief Show, coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic salad kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It is the JR Sport Brief show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. I'm sharing with you a top six list of the worst owners in sports. Oh, there's more than six. I had to narrow it down to what the hell is going on right now, but there are more than six bad. I can name probably 15 of them. Before I share with you number one, if you weren't here in the last break and you want to get the full rundown and the explanations and audio, you can hit rewind on the free Odyssey app. At number six, I gave you James Dolan, owner of the New York Knicks. The Knicks might be winning, but it's only a matter of time before James Dolan is suing a former player or throwing him out of his arena. At number five, I gave you the Haslams. Yeah, the whole damn family, the wife, the father, the mother, all of them that bought the Browns in 2012. Jimmy Haslam, 2012, bought the Browns. And we know what's wrong with the Browns. Most recently, Deshaun Watson. Sorry. At number four, you want to talk about one of the worst owners in sports, Artie Moreno. He took over the Angels after they won the World Series in 2002, and they have been garbage ever since. The brightest spot that they brought in is Mike Trout. They drafted him. Can never stay healthy. They signed Shohei Ohtani. For Shohei Ohtani, it was nothing more than a pathway to the Los Angeles Dodgers. Artie Moreno was also saddled with the terrible contract of Anthony Rendon. And at one point in time, Artie Moreno says, all right, I've had enough of this crap. I'm leaving. And he said, I've changed my mind. I'm not selling. At number three, great businessman, great American success story, a terrible football owner. That's Jerry Jones. Took over in 1989, won those championships because of Jimmy. And now more recently, Jerry Jones and the Cowboys, they can't get past the second round. They can't even get to a championship game. They can't get to a Super Bowl. And Jerry Jones still thinks that he's the guy to lead the team. That's terrible. The blind leading the blind. At number two, I'm giving you Woody Johnson. Today, the NFL Players Association announced he is the only owner in the NFL to receive an F grade. Not to mention, he's had to shoot down reports that his teenage son is helping to run the team and that they've utilized the video game Madden to help with player evaluations on who they should sign. Hey, Dad, that guy only has a 70 rating in Madden. Don't sign him. Don't sign him. Of course, Woody Johnson says that's not true. I can't wait until Woody Johnson has to respond to some of these ratings. I'm assuming he won't. There's nothing to say. And so if you have a sports owner who has rumors that he uses video games to rate player and free agent activity, who, what, and how could anybody be worse than that? I have found him. I have identified him. If you want to talk about the worst owner in sports, it's this number.
Number one.
And this guy, his name is John Fisher, the owner of the A's. Yeah, not the Oakland A's, not the Sacramento A's, not the Las Vegas A's. they're just the A's. And for him, if I add another S, he would just be an ass. I'm surprised that the fans, and I'm sure there's one clever fan who decided to sell that. John Fisher basically inherited $3 billion. His parents, his family, they founded The Gap. Yeah, The Gap that you would typically see in a mall. And to be honest, I don't know how The Gap is doing. It seems like malls all over the world and all over the country are shutting down. Good luck with that one. He bought the team in 2005 with Lou Wolf. He became the sole owner of the Athletics in 2016. Well, let's just say he has bled this team out. He has tried to bully Oakland into building a stadium with taxpayer funds. He did not get what he wanted, so he decided to up and leave. He bled the team out, raised the prices, basically created a reason to leave the city of Oakland, and decided to take them out to Las Vegas where they can't even move yet because there ain't no stadium ready. They're going to be up in Sacramento for, what, 3 years? And so after 6 playoff appearances in 17 years, the man has destroyed the entire team down to the studs, and he has moved the A's out of Oakland after 57 years. It's embarrassing. They played their last home game at the end of the season, and now they're getting ready to play in Sacramento. It's pretty bad. I want you to listen to this. The fans are ticked off, okay? This is from ABC 10. As the fans organized a last-ditch effort, they organized a boycott to try to get this man to sell the team. Listen to this from last year.
Well, tonight at the Oakland Coliseum was unlike anything I've ever seen before. It was called the reverse boycott. And basically, it's A's fans saying they're sick and tired of how the ownership has been running the team. Tonight, they had a message, and best believe it was heard.
Sell the team! Sell the team! Sell the team!
The attendance started dropping a couple years ago, probably about right after COVID, when they doubled the prices, they tripled the parking, they took away a lot of the fan perks. We still care. We want to come to games, but they got to put a quality product on the field, and the ownership has to show that they care.
Would you keep going to a restaurant that's serving you crap food? I mean, you know, give us a good team, give us a good product. Even not even a good team. We've been here through the bad times, we've been here through the good times.
Yeah, who wants to keep going to a restaurant that's serving crap food? Nobody. Shut it down. A's been serving up garbage. And now they're moving the team. They served up garbage so they could shut down and leave. Grass isn't always greener on the other side. This is sad. And then Rob Manfred is just an ass himself. Just kind of sitting back in the cut, being empathetic to his boss, the owner, John Fisher, the guy who's never worked a day in his life. The guy woke up and inherited $3 billion. Must be nice. Sucks for the fans. What you just heard were the fans, but it doesn't stop there. I want you to listen to this. This is a sports anchor, ABC 7 News in the Bay Area. Man, this man went after John Fisher. Basically said this man wrote a note to the city about how he wanted to keep the A's in Oakland. He wanted to stay in Oakland. He never wanted to leave Oakland. And he's so sad that he has to leave and the city never helped him stay. That's a bunch of bull. Listen to this.
Let me tell you what reality is, okay? John, you tried 5 different, extremely flawed stadium proposals. You never got even close to a shovel in the ground. Yes, Oakland politics is often a mess. I will give you that. But John, you surround yourself with incompetent yes men. And because you were born into a billionaire family, apparently never learned you have to spend money to make money. See Joe Lacob and the Golden State Warriors, your buddy, who still wants to buy the team. John, you're a serial penny pincher. You've destroyed your family's great name and legacy because of your cheapness. As for the statement about loyal A's fans, quote, I wish I could speak to each and every one of you individually, end quote. Seriously? John, we've been trying to interview you for years. but you always choose to remain invisible unless you're begging politicians for public funding.
That was ABC7 sports director Larry Beal a couple of months ago after the A's were pretty much done. They're going to go to Sacramento, and the real only saving grace is that things fall apart in the transition to Vegas and that this guy gives up. But I got to remind you, he's never had to work for anything a day in his life. This man inherited $3 billion. I don't have a feeling he's going to quit. He's just going to continue to whine and cry. I doubt he sells the team. I doubt that they go back down to Oakland. They are likely going to Vegas. And I have John Fisher at number one here on my list as the worst owner in sports today. What he did with the A's, the Athletics, associated with no city right now. Man, it's despicable. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. I just gave you a top six list of some of the worst owners in sports. James Dolan at six. Jimmy Haslam at five of the Browns. Artie Moreno of the Angels at four. Jerry Jones of the Cowboys at three. Woody Johnson of the Jets at two. And John Fisher of the A's at number one. Oh, man, I could think of some terrible owners all over the country. There are more than six. I could think about somebody in Pittsburgh. I could think about somebody else in Sacramento. Now, I could think about some cities all over the damn place. There's a guy in the Carolinas. There are some terrible owners. There's a guy in Cincinnati. I could think about a lot of cities, a lot of teams that are suffering because of ownership. But I'll let you add some names on the other side of the break. 855-212-4227. Who are some of the worst owners in sports today? That's 855-212-4227. I'll get to your calls. I'll talk to you.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It is the JR Sport Brief show on the Infinity Sports Network. I need you to thank O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. Get guaranteed low prices and excellent customer service from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. I just gave you a new top six list. We took a look at some of the worst owners in sports. Today, the NFL Players Association, they shared the results of a poll, which they poll all of their players, and they ask, which team has the best facilities? Which team looks out for families the best? Who has the best gym? And who has the best dietitian? And who's just awful? Who doesn't care about winning? Well, Woody Johnson of the New York Jets was the only owner to receive the grade of F. That stinks. Now, to give you a recap of my top six list, not just NFL owners. At number six, I gave you James Dolan. He owns the Knicks and the Rangers. At number five, I gave you Jimmy Haslam. He owns the Browns. Number four, Artie Moreno. Artie Moreno owns the Angels. Jerry Jones at number three, he owns the Dallas Cowboys, as we know. Woody Johnson, who I just mentioned, owns the New York Jets. And at number one on the list, I gave you John Fisher, who owns the A's, formerly of Oakland. This man bled him out. It's like a punishment. It's like a project. It's like that sick freak from elementary school who would, you know, pick up animals and torture them. That's what this guy's doing. This guy bought the team, had a partner. He bought him out, and then he bled the team out and the fans. And then just to have an excuse to get up and leave to take him to Vegas, shame on him. His family founded the Gap. This guy got rich off of blue jeans and denim jackets. What a loser he is. Get a real job selling jeans. That's why the Gap is. Shout outs to you if you work at the Gap, but we know it's not all that easy in the malls. Hickey, what are we going to do with all these malls in America? Just turn them into apartment complexes? What are we doing?
Great question. That's a lot of land there that's just sitting untouched. I don't know. I mean, I guess we have a housing shortage. Can't build enough apartment buildings.
I mean, damn. all these malls? When's the last time you seen a mall bumping? I mean, there's still a few, but...
Ugh. Long time ago. Maybe some outdoor activities can be built there. Some mini golf. I don't know. Dry Top Golf. Is that still a thing?
Mini golf, Top Golf. What's that thing where they make you... It's the simulator for jumping out of a plane. I fly, fly high. What's that thing called?
Yeah, yeah. Skydiving.
Have you done that?
No, I've not.
Yeah, I haven't done it either. I'm not doing that.
Scratch that.
Yeah.
You're going to build something you have no interest in?
Yeah, I'm not doing that.
Escape room? Would you ever do one of those?
Escape room?
Yeah.
I think I got conned into doing one of those for like a team building event. Not interested. Not interested in team building. Y'all figure it out. I'm not really locked in a room. Y'all figure it out. I'll stand over here, okay?
Well, that'll be curious. I'm bonding for sure. You're locked in a room together. Yeah, get to know each other real quick.
Yeah, I'll stand over here. You figure it out.
Tell me when the coast is clear.
Yeah, yeah. Escape room, nothing. I got no time for that. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. Hey, there are a lot more than six terrible owners in the world of sports. I don't want to name names. I'll let you do it. But there's a guy in Sacramento. He's a bad owner. There's a guy in Charlotte. He's a bad owner. There's a guy in Cincinnati. He is a bad owner. We got a lot of bad. There's a giant baseball dump in Miami. The guy who owns that is also a terrible owner. But I'll let you name the names. Let's go ahead and talk to Miguel. He's calling from California. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show, Miguel. What's up?
What's going on, JR? How are you?
I'm excellent. What's on your mind?
I just wanted to thank you. I wanted to shout a big thank you. I was driving around and I wanted to yell it out my window. You called it spot on, number one, John Fisher, worst owner in baseball. I'm a lifelong Oakland A's fan. I will still say Oakland. I'm 44 years old and I've been a fan since I was like six. This whole thing, he bled the team out. He, you know, got rid of any talent. Oh, we can't sign them because it costs too much money. And I mean, even still, you know, teams are still producing at times, and he does not want to invest a dime into the team. And right now, he's couch surfing over in Sacramento. So,
well, let me ask you this, and I'm not asking you to speak for A's fans, of which there are millions. Mm-hmm. Are you still going to support the team as they go to Sacramento? Will you go to Sacramento? Will you eventually, if they ultimately do go to Vegas, will you follow them out there?
No, right now my baseball fandom is kind of, it's on like hiatus. It's kind of like in a coma.
Damn.
I'm not following them in Sacramento. And as soon as they cross state lines into Vegas, like it's done, I will not follow them out of California. If they were to somehow stay in Sacramento and John Fisher sells, I mean, I'll probably still consider supporting them. But as long as John Fisher is the owner, it's not going to happen.
Well, how did you feel? I mean, well, the Raiders have moved around a little bit more. You were a Raiders fan as well, or were you?
No, I'm a Niners fan.
Okay, Niners. Okay, Niner gang. All right, Miguel. Well, thank you for calling from Cali, man.
Thank you.
No doubt about it. We got Miguel. Yeah, that guy Fisher is a jerk. Capital J. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. Dustin is here from Knoxville, and I assume Tennessee. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up, Dustin?
Hey, man, I really enjoy your show. I really like what you and Hickey do, man. I thought that it was real interesting to hear about that, because I don't really know a whole lot about the owners and this and that side of it. But I was just curious who you think the best owners are, you know, just a couple of them.
Oh, man. Well, I don't know if they're the best or they just got the most money. If you think about the guys who own the Dodgers and Guggenheim baseball management, they're top notch. They spend a lot of money. I think Josh Harris, he's the opposite of Jerry Jones. I know he's not having the best of times right now with the 76ers, but if you look at what he's doing right now with the Washington Commanders, that is a complete cultural shift from what Washington Commanders fans had with Dan Snyder. So those are two that come to the top. You know, I know Yankee fans like to complain about the Steinbrenners and their cap on money. I think Steinbrenner is one of the better owners. He stays the hell up on out the way, and he lets the guys run the team, even if they hate the guy running the team. So those are a few who I think are some good owners.
What about Golden State? I know you mentioned something about him earlier.
Oh, Laker. Yeah. Well, anybody that's willing to spend. Like, we got enough cheapskate owners who make money, have money to spend, and don't do it, especially in baseball. There's enough revenue sharing. These guys are billionaires. They got enough money to throw into the team. It's just a matter of whether or not they want to do so. But, yeah, man, Golden State Warriors have had a complete turnaround under the Lakers. Absolutely.
Yeah, they just need to go middle class for a little while and learn how to manage that money a little bit better.
Listen, if you know what they say, you got it, you spend it, huh?
Yes, that's right. Yes, sir.
Spend it if you got it. Hey, Dustin, thank you for calling from Knoxville.
Thanks, man. You have a good night.
No doubt about it. Yeah, we got good owners spend. Right. And of course, you got some teams in certain markets. It's not a coincidence that a team in Silicon Valley can go ahead and just spend. It's not a surprise. It's not a shock that New York has a big payroll. It's not a shock that Los Angeles has a big payroll. You got to follow the money. But then we have other teams that have money and just hold it tight and don't spend. I'm looking at you, Bob Nutting in Pittsburgh. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. Who are some of the worst owners in the world of sports right now? I'm going to get some more of your calls on the other side of the break. We got a lot more to do in the next hour. It's the JR Sport Brief Show, coast to coast, the Infinity Sports Network. We're not cheap. We pay our bills.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.